When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Kelsey, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
I love it. Well, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Kelsey Moore is the CEO of Be Marvelous You, an organization empowering people to be their best self in life and on camera. I'm excited to have you on. Kelsey, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Awesome. Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I really help entrepreneurs actually be themselves on camera because, I mean, I think by this point, everybody knows really just how critical video presence is online if you're going to be trying to market to grow your audience, build, get any new clients using the internet. We really have to be showing our face and our energy and our personality and, you know, reeling people in with that magnetic force of who we are and what value we bring them. And way too often, I'm seeing it where people are getting in front of the lens and they are either turning into a robot or their personality just shuts down or they're way over the top or thinking they need to come off as like a news anchor and it's taking on this other persona where it's actually to the detriment of them, where it's actually hurting their relationship that they're building with their audience. And as an actress, I'm a professional actress represented in multiple regions, and it offends me, basically, when I see people kind of disrespecting the amazing power of what the lens can actually do for you for emotional and energetic connection with your audience. And it's just our responsibility as business owners to show up, in my opinion, as our authentic selves, as who it is that we really are, but in that CEO role, in that business owner role, where we can actually be a leader and be seen as a leader and communicate as a leader in whatever field it is that we're working in. So I get extremely passionate about this and helping people truly shine so that they can actually attract more of the people that they want to entice to bring into their company and be their clients.
Nice. I love it. Everything you just said really resonates. Certainly the importance of it. I was going to tell you what the date of today was, but no, I'm not sure. What is today's date, Kelsey? Do you know?
The 27th?
Today is the 27th. So we're having this conversation on August the 27th, and we're still obviously doing not quite the shelter in place as we were, but obviously so much of our work and what we're going to be doing for the foreseeable future, maybe forever, is going to be virtual. So we better get our arms around that. So
we have to.
That being said,
step up our game.
Yeah. When somebody says, just be yourself, it's like, oh my gosh, that should be the easiest thing in the world, but sometimes it is the hardest thing in the world.
Yes, it really is. And it's it's kind of funny. In acting, we hear that all the time. Well, I don't want to see you being the character. I want to just see you being yourself.
Mm.
Well, it's finding your truth and your the aspects of, you know, the things that really make you you, how you say things, how you do things in the scenario and position of the character. So let's say you're making, you know, video content for your business, your company, and you're relaying a paradigm shifting video where you're, you know, saying, hey, there, here's a common thought of, you know, one way to do internet marketing, digital marketing. Well, I know this is the common belief. Well, here's really my take on it. Here's really my opinion. And here's why. Let me support this and invite you to this new possibility, this new way of thinking, you know, through you're demonstrating through your message, a way of leadership, right? Through something as powerful as paradigm shifting. But if you're delivering it as though you are someone else, it's going to come across as very fake, which breaks the trust. And we all know, like in digital marketing, in any business transaction, really, we need to have people know who we are, like us, decide that whatever polarization we've done is a fit for them, and then really trust us. And video creates that trust faster than any other means can, other than in person. It is the second best option. And this is even like when everyone's on their Zoom calls and you're, you know, hidden and nobody can see you. Like, it's creating all of these disconnection points where instead we really have such an opportunity to create really powerful and impactful connection with people through the camera lens. And it's just, it's just such a disservice when that's not being taken advantage of.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So I imagine that there's a lot of technical, probably a million different technical tips that you can give people on how to position yourself and lighting and all those important things. But aside from just be yourself, what are some of the real core things that people should be thinking about and considering as they are getting ready to go on camera for if it's doing a Zoom call or if they're going to be recording a video or something like that?
Yeah, good question. So I think the first part of that is really knowing who it is that you're talking to. Like, really, really, why is it that you are making this video? Why are you on this call? Really, who is your audience? You know, it's the same thing. I don't know if anyone has taught this in like creative writing class in school. Like, know your audience.
Yeah.
Know who it is that you're speaking to. Because if you're talking to, you know, everyone probably has an ideal client, or at least an ideal client avatar, right? George, did you know the name of your ideal client?
I've never named the person, but for the sake of our conversation today, let's call them Khaleesi.
You guys missed a great chat before we started recording.
Kelsey's name is spelled K-E-L-L-S-I-E, and I said, do I pronounce that Kelsey? And she said, well, some people have been calling me Khaleesi. So anyway, so for today, my ideal avatar's name is Khaleesi. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't think I'll ever be able to separate Khaleesi from... people are going to start naming their kids that. And I'm like, you are the mother of dragons.
Right.
But okay, so that's great though. So what you would do is you would write out the name Khaleesi on a post-it note and stick it up right by your lens before you're about to film. And you'd bring that person up to the very forefront of your mind. And every thought that you're delivering, you are saying it to them as one person. Focus on speaking to one person. It's gonna, because generally people are not watching video content or calls of any sort with other people. Usually just them. So speaking to one is so impactful. And when you have that person in your mind, and so internally I would be saying, hey Khaleesi, you know, this is the information that you're super excited to find out, blah blah blah, here's my take on it. And I would start every sentence that I'm about to share in my head, I would say their name. Because that way you're really keeping the focus and the energy and the correct energy that you want to have. I mean, you know, we have that client that we're like, oh my God, they're just the best. Like, I love this client. I look forward to working with them so much. And we approach them in a certain way that has like a warmth and a power to it, that has a compassion and an authenticity, because we already feel so comfortable with them. We already know they are our perfect client. And we give ourselves more grace in whatever sort of insecurities we might have. And so when we're keeping them and their name at the forefront, we are showing up in the way we need to attract more of those same types of people.
I think that that's such great advice and something that I really struggled with for a long time. I think that I read or heard Tim Ferriss talk about that when he was writing or getting started with writing. He thought about writing just for one person as opposed to just, and it's the same thing, right? It's like, okay, it's creative writing. Mm-hmm. It's doing these videos. You need to be thinking about presenting to this one person, to Khaleesi. So.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah, very important.
All right, so that's going to help us really channel our energy towards one person versus just kind of staring at this, you know, camera or staring at my iPhone or however it is that I'm recording this video. So that's certainly an important thing, just to make sure that your energy and any focus is correct. All right, what else can we be doing?
Well, you want to have some of the basics. You know, I know you mentioned that there's like a lot of different technical aspects, and I really think keep it simple, keep it simple, silly, and really start. You really don't need a whole massive professional studio setup in your home, but you do need lighting and sound and controlled backdrop where we can see you and hear you and not be super distracted by all the stuff behind you. Because if we can't hear you well, it will drive people bonkers. And if it's a pre-recorded video, they'll click away. You'll definitely want to make sure that you have, especially if you have low sound quality, but even for, you know, respecting the hard of hearing community and for marketing purposes, have subtitles, have captions on your videos. That's really important. We really need to make sure when audio is poor, there's so many stats on this, people have zero patience for it. They will click away and leave the video and be like, wow, that was a terrible video. You know, they did a bad job with that because we couldn't hear it, versus if the image is a little fuzzy or it's not the best, you know, lighting or angle or something, that's still not great. But people have way more forgiveness in that because through the auditory path, they can still receive the information and they're getting the energetic level support still by being able to see you, even if it's not the best visual. So all of these things, they matter, but don't stress and think, I need to go buy a $500 lighting system, you know, a $500 microphone and a $2,000 camera with different lenses to switch out. Like that's so far advanced. And when you have your own video team, great, go for it. But in the meantime, just make sure the background isn't distracting, where it's going to pull focus from you and people are like, what is that thing behind his head? You know, and that's what they're thinking about while you're talking. And I'm kind of guilty of this because I set up my office with my art behind me because it helped represent my personality, my brand, and it's what my living space looks like. And I really enjoy it. But I'm sure to some people, it might be like, what is that? And so it's making sure it's not too busy, not too cluttered, no dirty laundry piles behind you.
Right.
make sure you have some sort of a backdrop. And then we really do just need to be able to see you clearly. So have bright daylight, even lighting. And so inexpensive ways to do that are to face a window. I mean, daylight is perfect lighting, but then, you know, you're at the whim and mercy of the sun. So if you can get a ring light, there's different sizes that start at low cost. There's you can always get daylight bulbs and put them in your regular lamps that you have built in your home or that you have set up around your room. Just make sure that they are daylight bulbs, because when you have the soft yellow light, we look really like green and yellow and very strange hues on camera. It does not look good. It doesn't work. And then maybe think about, and there's just so many low cost options and variations for this, but getting some type of microphone, whether it's a lav mic you clip to your shirt, whether you're using, you know, your AirPods or something that's creating a microphone that's a lot closer to your mouth. That's, even if it's omnidirectional, so it's picking up sound from all over, it's at least a little more, you know, close to the source that you want to be picking up that sound. But then when you can, that would be a good one to invest in a condenser microphone phone where it's going to have a front and back side so you can point and focus where that sound is coming from at some point. That'd be a good investment to make.
Nice. I appreciate that. So are there thoughts on doing a live video? Well, I guess if we're doing some kind of a video call, we're talking directly to either, you know, if it's a Zoom webinar that I'm putting on for people, or if I'm just talking to one person, versus a pre-recorded thing. How are those different?
Well, you're having different intentions in all of those. So, really, you are going to be pretty much, hopefully, similar, the same, right. Pretty much a staple. But your scripting process, what your prep process is going to look like, that's all going to vary because your intention and your structure is all going to be different. But really, when you master your own video presence, that becomes translatable then to any of those different methods or any of the means of delivery and any of the vehicles that you choose to get your message out there. And that includes pretty much any social media channel. So it's really, it's coming from that place of building in your camera ability first and foremost, where that's solid and built in, where you no longer have to stress out like, oh my God, I have this, you know, this huge Zoom presentation, or oh my God, I have to go live, like I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there
for sure,
where I mean, I used to really feel like I wanted to just binge eat after I would go live. Like it was so stressful, and it's because we haven't worked through, you know, all of our, who am I paying attention to? Who am I talking to? And we're so consumed with the possibility of judgments and all of these fears cloud us and this like concept of perfectionism, which isn't a real thing. And so it's mastering our own energetic state that we become so powerful in being able to deliver our message. And that's whether you're on Zoom, whether you're on live, whether you're doing a webinar presentation, pre-recorded videos for content development, all of those things. It's just going to be your, you know, scripting and support process that are going to change a lot.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. So, and it's always going to be different. If I'm going to do just, if I'm intent to do a quick, hey, it's George, I'm live on Instagram, versus I'm going to do a 5-minute video on why I love Game of Thrones so much. It's the prep work in regard to, if I'm doing a longer, like if I'm recording some kind of a class, should I use a teleprompter? Should I just have prompts? What do you recommend there?
Yes. Good question. So yeah, there is going to be, you're having different emotionally and energetically controlled states when you're doing the different variations of presentation types. So especially if you're like, okay, I'm going to do, you say you commit to doing daily lives that are like 2 minutes long every single day, see how it goes, grow your audience, something like that. And you're going to do really more high energy, but very, very real, because people, if they're going to click over to that, they do not want to see anything that is like, here is our professional presentation. No, like you really have to be you, and get on there, be fast, get to the point, offer value, cut out the, hey guys, it's blah, 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 and I'm so excited you joined me today, and I wanted to share, like, stop it. Cut out that intro. Start with the hook. Like, this is what you wanted to do. Like, this is why you clicked on this video. This is the information I'm going to share. Here's the information, you know, bam, done. And you sign off. Instagram stories are going to be even more casual, because that's your behind the scenes, you know, look at your life. That's kind of your reality TV show. So that's going to be even more relaxed and chill. And that's a great place to start for people. But if you're doing, you know, pre-recorded video or a longer presentation, webinar, something like that, I think for specific marketing videos, so let's say you're doing a video series where you're going to, you know, walk people through 3 to 4 videos, for an example, where you're delivering a lot of value and information, and then you're inviting them into an opportunity to invest with you and take it to the next level, you're probably going to have pretty specific language in there that you maybe don't want to miss. And that might be a really good time to use a teleprompter, which is why I have lessons on this, because people, they cannot know, like, don't let them know that you're using a teleprompter.
Right.
There's a skill that goes into that. And it's a way of practicing with whatever app or system you're using and your delivery method. It should never feel like you're reading something. If you sound like you're reading from a book, you are doing it wrong.
Right.
And we shouldn't see your eyes squirrel. Drives me bonkers when I watch ads and I see people's eyes jumping back and forth because they're clearly reading. I'm like, just get a better app that moves the words closer to the little pinpoint lens where your eyes can sit so close to the lens, and then it's not so obvious. But if you're doing like a webinar presentation, what I would probably recommend is have your slide deck, you know, with your notes below it, either something that's in frame or out of frame, or a screen share with your face there as well, or just your face, and then you just have your notes pulled up on your computer. And if you're doing a longer teaching presentation style like that, like a webinar or a training for your company, you definitely can reference your notes. I mean, like, that does not have to be like, oh my God, this is all memorized. No,
right.
No one will know that I have notes. No, we can absolutely like, okay, cool. So I'm going through my notes here and I want to make sure that, let's see, I have my 5 points on this. All right, guys. So I want to talk about point number one. Like, and then you can get excited when you grab that bullet point that you had from your note and then infuse in all of your insight, your teaching, your passion, your energy into that information that you know. But yeah, definitely, I think, have notes in there. If you're doing pre-recorded videos or live videos, though, where you're, you know, maybe 5 to 15 minutes, something like that, and you're hopping on for a specific hook that, you know, so you've researched some keywords and people are asking a lot of questions and you're going to do a training on how to do a certain type of social media marketing, right? This is an example. And you have your three bullet points that you want to talk about and you want to teach on each of those things, but you want to keep it pretty concise and not do all of the effort and stuff of a teleprompter. That's probably not going to serve you in these situations. What I would do is pull up your post-it note, write your person's name on there, and then write your three bullet points, your three talking points, stick it up by your lens, have it there to support you so your brain doesn't have to go searching for that information. It's just there ready, you know, at the ready, at the forefront. And you know that information, you know, in and out. So you can just grab that bullet point and then share freely for a few minutes exactly all of the thoughts that you had for that.
I love it. Well, Kelsey, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Ooh, all right. Well, first of all, get on video. Do it. Okay, but I feel like this, I don't know, maybe it sounds silly, but really, really, this entrepreneurial journey, it can be super tough and challenging, and it requires so much growth that I think it can make us really want to quit sometimes. And my difference-making tip that has been such a small thing, but has been such a big thing in my own mind, to simply believe in myself one more time after every time I quit.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Yeah, I think that I totally agree. I totally agree. Kelsey, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can people engage?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I hope some of these video tips have been helpful. And if you want more, I feel like, okay, yes, this is me. I need to work on some of these things. My video game is not up to par, and I'm not being consistent enough with it. Then I do have a free video training series that's really going to help walk you through exactly how to get started, what are the pieces to pay attention to when you're making videos, and really just kind of how to apply that to your business. So I'm sure we're able to link that here somewhere, but you can find that link and connect with me on Instagram. That is a great way. Please come say hi. I hang out on Instagram all the time. It's at Kelsey_Moore. Not Khaleesi, Kelsey_Moore. And please come say hi, and I've got all the links for you over there too.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Kelsey your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find her on Instagram. It's KELLSIE_more, MOORE. Thanks again, Kelsey.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.